a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've seen this story about a rare sighting of a killer whale on the surf coast.
Oh,
an orca in Anglesey. Mm. My God. I live for this stuff. I live for it.
Why?
Because you know how much I love animals, right? Mm. And so when I was younger, there was always like a bucket list of like animals like I really wanted to see in the wild. And Free Willy came out when we were kids.
Yeah.
And that movie is so emotional, right? And if you don't know what Free Willy's about, basically it's an orca called Willy and his fin is curved over because he's been in captivity his whole life and it's shocking. And then this little boy, they have a relationship basically, you know, they meet on a soul level, you know. They're mates. And then this kid helps Willy escape, jump over and escape from the sea park to the sea.
And, you know, Willie's been judged all his life because it bends to the right a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it's quite a noticeable bend. And that's, you know,
he's judged because he was angry. But why was he angry? Because he was in captivity. Very similar to Tilikum and the Blackfish documentary. Mm. Watch that. It's shocking.
Sorry, did you have a point to this story?
No, anyway. So there was this amazing killer whale that was spotted in Anglesey.
Yeah.
Right? Last Wednesday. And a woman has seen it and posted it to the Killer Whales Australia organisation that collects whale sighting data.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it was about 500 metres offshore at Point Road Night, and she was like, this is amazing because your eyes are kind of got to be in the right spot at the right time.
Obviously.
Because if you're anything like me, I'm always scanning. Always scanning the ocean for dolphins, seals, cool bird life and killer whales.
Not just the ocean. When you walk out the front door here, you always look up at the trees. Oh, g'day. I've walked past you a couple of times. You're talking to a bird up in the tree.
Yeah.
It's three stories up, mate.
That's just so amazing. I really want to see a killer whale in the wild. And I used to live in Warrnambool, right?
Yeah.
And I never saw a whale. And Warrnambool is like the whale watching capital of Victoria, okay? Mm. People go down there to watch the whales as they migrate and then they have it's a little birthing area for them, little safe little passage there through Warrnambool.
Great. Yeah.
And a guy took me down from work and was like, come on, we're going to see a whale.
Yeah.
There's a whale sighting. Everyone was down there.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. I saw my first whale.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a rock. Okay, but that feeling,
yeah.
I was like, there it is. Oh my God.
Sorry, have you never seen a whale in the wild?
No.
Never. So when I lived in Port Lincoln, I did radio there for almost 3 years and they come right up to the jetty, like probably every 3 years. There's like, oh, there's a whale down at the jetty with
a
calf.
Beached.
No, they just come down the jetty just like with their calf or whatever. Like, well, I've seen so many whales in public.
Oh, rub it in my dial.
A mate of ours that I know what you're talking about, I've seen this post because I've been sent a screenshot. It's Killer Whales Australia.
Yeah.
Sighting update. The killer whale reported last Wednesday at Point Road Night, Victoria, has been confirmed via images, blah, 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 blah. Right, look at the – have you seen the image?
I have seen the image.
It's a black smudge on the horizon, right? Mate of ours, Lee Coolman, former content director here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even have to put up a descriptor on the post. As soon as I saw it, I could tell it was a killer whale.
Mate.
He's just serving himself up to then be destroyed by the killer whale fanatic community.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Speaking of nice men, Cameron Ling, you have the microphone.
Thank you so much, Tom. Recently, I did go away with the family.
Did you go on holiday?
Road trip.
Barely ever mentioned it on the show or post about it on social media. Well, you don't post about it on social media.
No, thank you very much. I was wondering what my version of that would be. I do just mention it on the show.
Yeah.
We went away. We had a great road trip, everything like that. In Southwest Rocks, which is 5-6 hours north of Sydney. We stayed in one of those big four type caravan parks.
Yeah.
Big grounds, all set in the bush, beautiful setting, lots of stuff to do for the kids, but a really secure, sort of had a gate at the front, not just one of those boom gates, like an actual physical big gate, like the one that got stolen in the castle that Daryl Carey
gets,
one of those types of things.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people yelling, slow down!
Well, Think of the kids.
Slow down. I'm going 4Ks. The kids are walking faster than me right
Caravan
now.
Park.
Man, it's another world. We won't go there, but continue.
No. And it was the type of one I mentioned when I got back. They had those little wheelie bike things that Henry somehow... Yeah. Consistently just seemed to have. And we did let them all have a go on one of them one little session, but they were ridiculously expensive for 45 minutes of just wheeling around the caravan park.
$12 is a lot of money, Lingy.
For 45 minutes, it is.
It is.
For one of those. Anyway, the part of it was you had to go to reception to get a key to unlock them from where they were chained up and a helmet. So that was the process.
The kids or the bikes?
The kids had to go and get it from reception.
Seems very secure. This.
$12 to lock up my child for 45 minutes. Yeah,
now
brilliant.
I'll pay that.
That pay is cheap.
That's what you pay all the money for. Adults really enjoy themselves. Yeah. So they've done that. They've had their time. And we've told them that, okay, at this time, this has all got to go back to reception. It's got to be back by a certain time.
Otherwise, Daddy's going to get charged another $12 and it's coming out of your ass.
So they're going everywhere. It's massive grounds this caravan park was situated on, down all the little streets and that, and they're having a ball. So we then, Dodsy and I, have got up and we started walking around. We'd had a little bit of peace and quiet, and then we've thought, okay, we've got to get everybody to take things back. We found Max, we found Henry, got their stuff all sorted. Could not find Jed. And he's the six-year-old one, by the way.
Baby.
We looked everywhere. We're walking down the little streets. We're checking everything. We covered every single inch of the caravan park. Could not find him. And it's 3, 4, 5 minutes, it's fine. Like, he'd be just, we'll walk around the corner. He will have been going the same way as us, and we'll eventually find him. When it gets to 7, 8, 9 minutes, 10 minutes, you just start having that sick feeling of, okay, we'll find him, but we should have found him by now.
Yeah.
Now, to quickly describe it, the reception is, for a weird reason, is outside these massive gates and the driveway that they drive in on, really removed from the entire property. Finally, Dodsy and I are like, maybe we go and check at reception.
Yeah.
They might have seen or know something that's going on. So we've started walking there. All of a sudden, Jed, we spot him walking back towards us down the hill of the driveway through the gates. We're like, where you been, buddy?
Oh.
We've been feeling sick about this. He said, oh, well, I knew I had to take this back and I didn't know the code to get out of the whole thing. So I just stood at the gates and waited for a car to leave and I tailgated the car. He didn't use the word tailgate, but I followed the car. And then I said, how'd you get back in? He goes, oh, well, I stood at the other gate coming back in and waited for a car to enter the caravan park.
Bless him.
So I'm like, so here's my little six-year-old just following cars outside of the caravan park and then back in. And he had himself sorted. He wasn't not a worry in the world.
Clever boy, yeah.
Dodsy and I were nearly passed out with fear.
Yeah.
But could not find him. Shouldn't have worried.
Why didn't you tell him the code?
Well, I didn't think he'd need the code.
Also,
he's six.
If he had a phone, you wouldn't be in that situation.
Tech free, love. Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. It's just so amazing, beautiful, exciting. It's got me asking, what's this? You know. But I thought, let's set the scene because something has fallen into my lap. And let's set the scene. I'll chat about it after this. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know what is this place that I have found. What is this? What is this? Alpha Magazine. From May 2010. It's fallen into my lap.
So just over 13-year-old Alpha Magazine, if you remember it. It was a sports-skewed magazine.
Yeah, kind of like Zoo, but for
More sporty than what?
Yeah, more
pervy.
Sporty than
Why am I suddenly nervous?
So there's a great story about one of the Hockey Roos in there.
Is that Billy
she
Slater
does some
on the
of
front?
Her finest work. Billy Slater's on the cover.
The front.
Mm. Ringing any bells?
Don't miss Andre Agassi's hairpiece. Okay. This is what it literally says. Yeah. World 2020, who to watch. Amazing.
The ad on the back of it is for a Suzuki Kazashi, which is a bit of a throwback to, like, what the hell was that car?
Also, it says Cameron Ling's Cat Empire.
Oh, what? He is on the cover. I couldn't see him on the cover. I was like, oh, he's not a selling point.
And then there is a full expose.
Actually.
Do you remember this?
No, I don't, but... arms are looking okay, aren't they?
Well,
not only that, your head is looking okay. There is the it's four pages. The first page is on the left. It's nine photos of you in a grid, a la Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
but it's all from like the waist up mainly. But Cameron, there's nine different poses there.
There is.
That's eight more than we've seen in the year that we've worked with you.
Yes, and this is why Jess from the Drive Show brought it to us. She visited her fiancé's family house on the weekend and found this in Akshay's bedroom.
Why would this still be around?
It says, key to the city. With the unofficial mayor of Geelong, Cameron Ling and skipper, there's every chance Cats fans will again be painting the town red come September. Then you flick through.
Look at the watch I'm wearing in those photos. It's the same one I'm wearing now.
It looks to me as if you were wearing some type, and there is four pages of glorious content.
There's a photo of you that looks like you're flicking your hair back without your hands, like you've thrown your neck back. So your hair's standing up like it's ears or something. Amazing.
Like you've been down fixing something on the floor and someone's yelled out, Cameron.
And you're like, you're lying on the edge of a pool.
Yeah. It's also got Simply Red, and then it's got five players with red hair and why they're so great.
Yeah.
Including Adam Cooney.
Oh, yeah,
Brad Hardy, Michael Voss, Dustin Fletcher, and Barry Stoneham.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. And then it's just you. Lingy had leadership written all over him from the moment he walked into the club. I am very much looking forward to doing a deep dive and going through and reading all the quotes that you've
got. Let's not, please.
It looks absolutely amazing.
Do we have a shredder in this building?
Well, do you know what? We have three pages worth of article from 2010 about you with quotes and stuff. So we thought we'd just sort of read excerpts as we go along for the people.
Surely you can't get cancelled by anything you said in 2010.
Do you want to start? You got a couple of paragraphs in you there, mate.
Let's just start from the start. It wasn't until 2007 that Geelong convinced the football world they had forever changed the underachieving status the club had carried. Boring!
Good, we don't need to read anything else there. No quotes from me. Thank you very much.
Oh, I need to find something when someone said, Ling is the best I've ever had.
My eyes are just drawn to me and my jumper there, the footy jumper.
He's a quote.
Gee, I wish my arms looked like that still.
He just keeps going all day, shuts down his opponent, who is always a big name, virtually every game, and generates play himself.
Look at you doing footy talk. You have no idea what that means, do you? Do you know what that means?
He has leadership stamped all over him. From the moment he walked into the place, he's a really popular guy at the club, as well as outside it. He has a lot of mates.
Just because you try and talk with a sexy voice doesn't mean what I'm saying. Dear.
Was that your quote?
No, it actually wasn't my quote. I just wanted to clear that one up.
Ever since Lingy walked into the club, he's been very popular. Just asking. All right, well, we're definitely going to do something with that.
Let's watch your back.
It's going to pop up somewhere you least expect it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know me. I'm an old school bloke with some old school sensibilities. You might even call me a old-timey gentleman.
Okay, if you want us to call you that, we're on board.
I like to use my manners and I like to sort of open the door for people.
Yeah, you are always very nice.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never
to dispute that?
No, not at all.
Doesn't respond to text messages or phone calls or anything, but...
Well, I disagree. Yeah. So that's that. coming from you, who iced us all weekend from Saturday night.
Oh,
I couldn't be bothered on Sunday. Did you get your haircut yesterday?
Yeah.
Thanks so you for, sat.
Thanks
you,
for finally noticing.
Well, I said I Mr. couldn't see
old timey gentleman manners.
I couldn't see it over your eyebrows. They were raised so high as you walked in, like, oh, how about those bombers? So, just for clarity, so you sat in a hairdresser's chair for how long yesterday, and with your phone in your hand, and you still couldn't bring yourself to send a text to either of us?
I had the haircut on Friday. Thank you again. Oh. Thank you for noticing on TV on Saturday night when okay. I was when you were watching the Bombers lose. But continue on with your.
I switched on, saw the score at one point, switch back off.
Yeah. Was,
anyway, so old timey gentleman, I like my manners and that kind of thing. I also like to wave and acknowledge people on the road when I'm driving.
Love that.
Yes.
Good person.
And I will let you in and I will. Nice. I would love it if you would wave to me for doing that mm-hmm. and because that's what I would do for you. Yep. Yeah.
The little rear view mirror wave or the little yep. out the side wave.
Love the
beautiful.
Thank you wave.
And if I do something that I sort of then, like if I accidentally cut you off or I have to squeeze in or something at the last second, then I will. I'll be like, oh, I'll probably do a double one. I might even give you a second sort of in the rear view. Thank you sort of bizzo. Now, I let someone in over the weekend and it was a situation they were turning onto the road that I was rolling on, but I was rolling up to an intersection. So they're
okay.
trying to come into the, yeah. Yeah. you know, gotcha. The traffic sort of banks back. And so I've slowed and waved
this lady. A little flick, yeah. like a, you go.
Okay. And so this lady looks at me and goes, waves, thank you. Beautiful. Love it.
Love it. Love yeah. that community.
To which I did something that I don't know if I've ever done before. And I do not know why I did it.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it came from. And I have a feeling it may have not been done by anyone since sort of the 1800s.
Okay.
What have you
talking
done?
Horse-drawn cart style coming in through Finesford past the hotel and over the river there.
Did you call the police because you noticed a woman was driving?
No.
Okay.
What are these automobiles?
I was wearing this same black cap.
Ah.
No, yeah.
And I grabbed the brim
yeah.
with my thumb yeah. and my forefinger and I tipped it to her.
Tip
so,
of the
so it wasn't a takeoff and bow situation.
No,
it was,
I was
you
driving
tipping
a car.
Yeah, so you tipped your hat
yes.
on
so
your head.
So let's just go through again. So I go, so I pull up slowly and she's looking at me and I go, wave her through. And then she goes.
She's acknowledged. Thank you very much. And we completed the tilt.
Yeah, to as she's going, and she says, I go.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Tip of the hat behind the wheel of my automobile.
And did you feel good?
I was confused. I was like, I hope she feels good about that because I don't know what that was.
I think you are, I agree with you. You are the only person since the automobile has been invented yeah. and yeah. come about to have tipped the cap.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think there's anyone out there tipping caps.
Since leather caps and goggles and gloves and scarves driving cars.
Yeah.
No one's done it. Okay, because that's what I thought. Surely, is there anyone out there that tips the cap still?
I think you're the only one.
No, 100% no. There is no one else. I mean, some lord or the Monopoly man in England may do it.
Yeah.
But I reckon you're the only one around here who's doing it, Tommy.
Lord Lewis, yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I am a lord, actually. I own property in Scottish.
Oh,
in Scottish? In Scotland.
Scottish. Oh, property in Scottish. You sound like me at the moment. Ed from St. Albans. Park, tip of the hat. Do you do it? And if you don't, are you planning on doing it now you know Tom does it?
Okay, and basically, Tom, you've brought back the eyebrow ring.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Doffing the cap, I'm not too sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do that, can we bring back the ascot?
The ascot? What's that?
Instead of the tie, the ascot.
What is it?
Explain more.
Oh, come on. Okay, instead of, if you remember Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Fred wears an ascot. It's not a tie.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a scarf, silk scarf. You would rock
a silk scarf. It's almost like a cravat.
Okay.
You would rock a silk scarf.
All right, Ed. I am looking into it right now. I'm Googling as we go to Abby in Herne Hill. Abby, do you know any cap tippers in your life? Are you a cap tipper?
I would like to say my partner's a cat tipper. I feel like it's a trend that should come back.
Yes.
But I work in aged care, but my mum's worked in aged care for well before I've been alive. And there's been multiple gentlemen over the years that sort of have their little bowler's caps and they tip it at you. But it just reminds me of this particular resident who used to go down to the Grovedale pub every day, go down for a poke and a gamble, and then he'd come back and you'd be like, how'd you go? And it was always break even.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, he'd come back with nothing.
Yeah.
But when I think of cap tipping, that's exactly what I think about. I'm like, oh, yeah, old men go gambling, break even.
That is Tom's life.
Sounds like me. I am the oldest man you've ever met.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.